Being a man is like climbing a mountain. It's difficult and dangerous. But a life well lived is like standing on the summit. Jesus is the blueprint for men. And in his journey of life, he needed a purpose, a plan, and a team. Blueprint for Men is a ministry that equips men with all three and encourages you to keep climbing with Christ. When it comes to meditation, there's a lot of confusion. Anyone remotely familiar with the Bible has heard of verses like these. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Joshua 1:8. Or Psalm 77:12. I will consider all your works and meditate on your mighty deeds. Psalms 1:2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Clearly, as Christians, meditation should be part of our routine. But just Google meditation, and you're going to get some very un-Christian advice. We're told by Hindu gurus and New Age teachers that meditation is all about clearing your mind. It's about becoming one with universal energy. There's all sorts of breathing exercises, flexibility routines, and mantras to chant. You can even find guided meditations that promise to help you make more money, find true love, or heal your body from illness. In my religious circle, most Christians just don't meditate. Oh, sure, they pray, they read their Bibles, but they don't go deep. They don't concentrate on a single idea for a long period of time. They don't sit still and listen for God's voice, and they're missing out. Pagan meditation is all about emptying your mind. And in Matthew 12, Jesus warned us about having an empty mind. He said, "When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and doesn't find it. Then it says, 'I'm going to return to the house I left.' And when it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. So then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first." Pagan meditation is all about emptying your mind, which gives Satan an opportunity to come in. But Christian meditation is just the opposite. It's about filling your mind. That's why Joshua and David meditated on God's law. You see, God wants to teach us, transform us, inspire us, and talk to us. And meditation is how he does it. There's a great story about George Washington Carver and how meditation changed his life. In his own words, Dr. Carver said, "I asked the great creator what the universe was made for. 'Ask for something more in keeping with that little mind of yours,' God replied. 'What was man made for?' 'Little man, you still want to know too much. Cut down the extent of your request and improve the intent,' God said. 'Then I told the creator I wanted to know all about the peanut. He replied that my mind was too small to know all about the peanut, but he said he would give me a handful of peanuts. And God said, 'Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth. To you it shall be meat.' I carried the peanuts into my laboratory, and the creator told me to take them apart and resolve them into their elements. With such knowledge as I had of chemistry and physics, I set to work to take them apart. I separated the water, the fats, the oils, the gums, the resins, sugars, starches, and amino acids. There, I had all the parts of the peanut all spread out before me. I looked at him and he looked at me. 'Now you know what the peanut is,' God said. 'Why did you make the peanut?' I asked. The creator said, 'I have given you three laws, namely compatibility, temperature, and pressure. All you have to do is take these and put them all together, observing these laws, and I will show you why I made the peanut.' I therefore went off to try different combinations of the parts under conditions of temperature and pressure, and the result is what you see." George Washington Carver meditated. He filled his mind with God. He had an actual conversation with God, and the result of that one meditation changed the world. The National Peanut Board credits Dr. Carver with food products that ranged from, quote, peanut lemon punch, chili sauce, caramel, peanut sausage, mayonnaise, and coffee, to cosmetics including face powder, shampoo, shaving cream, and hand lotion, insecticides, glue, charcoal, rubber, nitroglycerin, plastics, and axle grease are just a few of the many valuable peanut products discovered by Dr. Carver. By 1938, peanuts had become a $20 million industry and the chief product of the state of Alabama. And Dr. Carver refused to patent most of his discoveries because he felt it was wrong to profit from inspirations given to him by God. He wanted to give away what he had freely received. In Psalms 46:10, God calls us to be still and know that He is God. That word, know, means so much more than intellectual recognition. It's the same Hebrew word used when Adam knew Eve and she got pregnant. God wants us to know Him on an intimate level, and meditation is key to discovering that connection. So, how do you meditate? Well, it's simple. First, you gotta slow down. You have to stop striving. You have to be still. That means you have to make your body be still. You have to make your mind be still. If you're amped up from running and gunning all day, you may have to sit for a minute or two or five before your thoughts and pulse slow down long enough to be able to even hear that still small voice. So take some deep breaths, pray, ask, and then let God lead. Maybe He wants you to listen or read a verse and focus on its meaning. Or like Dr. Carver, maybe He wants you to contemplate something in nature. If these are too many options for you and you just don't want to mess this up, then read one verse from the Sermon on the Mount found in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Read over that verse over and over until you have it firmly grasped in your mind. Then start thinking about it. Ask God questions like, what does this verse mean for me? What does this verse tell me about You, God? How does this verse apply to my life today? Then listen. If you have thoughts, feel free to write them down. Some of the best meditation times happen while people are journaling. There's no magic formula for meditation. God is too big for that. He cares more about your motive than your method. But if you're ready to go to the next level with God, it's time to add meditation to your time alone with Him. Start small. Just set a 30-second timer on your phone and then slowly build up. God wants to talk to you more than you could ever understand. He's constantly reaching out to you. But we men, man, we just get too busy and too stressed and too distracted. So this holiday season, step back from the rat race, put down your phone, and give God a chance. Meditate. And just maybe God will give you an idea that will change the world. God bless. God is building epic men for these last days of our world's history. Blueprint for Men is a ministry dedicated to equipping, empowering, and inspiring men to go all in for Jesus, to love and protect their families, and to step up in their communities. Follow us on Facebook or go to our website, blueprintformen.org, and learn about our live events, small groups, and adventure trips. Subscribe right now and like this podcast. Jesus is the blueprint for men, and He's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.